get enough of that brotherly love. We are offended, but you should still listen to that other podcast. The Super Brophy Brothers Podcast.
Yo, podcast 120. Sup, dog pod shits?
Podcast.
What's up?
Nothing.
Okay. Well.
Let's just do it. Shut up. Let's just do
what?
It. Let's do it.
What?
Let's do it.
What?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Ready? I'm gonna try the untryable.
What's that? That doesn't sound good. Why are you... What?
I'm gonna try and resurrect one of our comics from the dead.
Oh, no. No, why?
I feel like them apples.
Why did you do that to me?
Why wouldn't I?
It's no wonder you asked me if I had plans before this, because I'm going to be doing this for 5 hours.
I think you're gonna come around. I think you're going to like it.
We'll see.
I think
do you have some kind of major alteration already planned, or what?
Here's what happened. We threw an idea in the garbage, and...
It's more likely that I threw it in the garbage.
I think we both kind of...
I don't know what the idea is.
Either. I'm not going to lie. I think that here in Super Brophy Brothers, at some point or another, a bicycle wheel is going to have to be inserted.
Oh, no.
Into some cheeks.
Don't pick this shit up.
Yes.
This has been buried for a long time.
Listen,
it's been buried for a year. It's
not
been a year since we've done.
It has been, but let me tell you what. I think that this is, at this point, it's a historical artifact. I think we have a responsibility as connoisseurs of history.
I don't know about that.
I think that we have to raise this.
You're going to have to really sell this one.
Here's what I think.
Remind me exactly what the original idea was.
The idea was... I originally had it because I was riding my bicycle and someone was jogging in the bike lane.
Yeah. And
I imagined that I would, try and, run him over or something to show him.
Right.
For you, stupid running guy. And then I would... But then I would just be stopped in my tracks by his butt. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, we talked about the idea for a little while. Little be known to us that... It logistically just did not work because...
Yeah, I remember that being the problem.
So that was why we quit. We just said, well, wait a second.
For those of you who are just coming in, if you were to ram someone from behind with your bicycle, your bicycle wheel would not reach their ass cheek unless you were riding like a penny farthing. I don't know what else.
So exactly. So I think what happened at the time is, or they were a very short person with a very short butt. But at the time I said... We kind of give up on the idea, and I was like, I guess it could be a penny or farthing, but neither of us actually considered the comedic potential of a man running a penny farthing into someone's butt. And I think the potential is huge.
Wait, you're telling me at the time we were writing this, we literally mentioned penny farthing, and
yeah, I did.
Neither of us thought of writing that into a comic?
I threw it out there, but I think I was already feeling defeated, and I think you do this thing where you don't actually listen to what I say, and then you just keep...
I probably didn't listen, because
yeah.
I feel like I would have remembered that.
So I actually, in an attempt to make some of our earlier podcasts more listenable and go back and edit, I stumbled across this, and I was like, wait, why did I say that idea? And then we just both moved on. I don't understand. That's awesome.
You know, I know why. It's because we weren't good writers back then.
Yeah, we didn't have the eye for the sky.
I mean, we're not good writers now, but we're less bad.
We're not.
So, that's good.
We're less of bad.
We're less of bad.
So less I had this idea that we change the whole dynamic of like...
Yeah, it's going to have to be a totally different tone if we put a penny farthing in there.
Yeah, so what I'm thinking is that we bring back our wine drinker, our fancy man.
Oh, Benedict Cumberbatch?
Yeah. I think we bring him back, and I think he's not doing this to show somebody. I think he's out for a delightful ride. And he happens into a butt cheek, and he says, oh, my word! My word!
Okay, I'm on board with this. Yeah.
It's just,
That's
just a little tweak. It's just we just change it around a few
things. It makes the whole thing so much better.
It changes it so much. So
I crave the English gentleman humor.
Yeah. I mean, we can have them say some pretty good things, I think.
We definitely could. It's got so much potential.
So yeah, I don't know. I'm just so glad that like I listened back and I saved this because I think it's a good idea.
I mean, yeah. No, I agree. That's good.
I think it's a USDA approved beef chuck.
Beef. See, that's and now you're using your noggin because you're thinking about the characters we already have in our repertoire. I probably would never have thought to use that guy.
Our rich stable.
Yeah, we got a lot of characters that we've used, and there's a lot of characters we can use again, like the grungy teenage girl and the dog.
I like the girl. I like the girl.
Yeah, I think she can definitely come back.
Just in that one strip, she had kind of like a good attitude, I feel like.
Yeah, I think that I did a good job on I think that it was very possible that she could have been more of a cliched teenage girl archetype, but based on how I made her look, I think I did a thing.
Well, also, you would think that she would just stay stuck up, but she kind of, I feel like she...
Yeah, she kind of gives a little bit.
Yeah, so that was a little bit unexpected. I kind of just liked the way she turned out.
She's like a real person, almost.
Yeah, almost. So this is what I have so far. We obviously just need to fill in some of the dialogue and...
All the maps there?
Yeah, and otherwise I think it's a pretty simple comic.
Oh, I actually don't have the document open.
Wow.
Yeah.
120th time, and you're still, still getting
the brains. Well, I mean, it's only 120th time I haven't opened the document.
Yeah, I know, but... We've been at this game for a while.
I can't actually fathom having internet this fast. It's awesome.
Sounds nice.
And the randomly generated like ISP name that the router did for me was Emerald Zebra.
Sweet.
Which I just decided that was a worthwhile name to keep. I didn't even enter my own.
Pretty majestic. Do they have just like a random rare stone paired with random...
I guess. I was trying to think of what kind of random name generator they have that comes up with Emerald Zebra.
That could be anything.
Really weird. Yeah.
Adjective noun.
Yeah. But Emerald is also a noun, so maybe it's just noun now.
Trick. Tricky trick.
Yeah, it's weird.
So what we have to decide first is, do we want to have him saying a lot of things, or do we want to just keep it light?
We don't have to overload it, but I think there's potential for certain things, like where he's going. Like, he could say he's going to be late for his date. Like, he's on his way somewhere. And that the first thing that would come to mind is wine tasting, but we already used that. So, something like that.
Maybe, like, saltwater taffy tasting? Yeah. Like, maybe he just goes around, like, goes to tastings?
Or the tea convention? I don't know. Something.
Well, we've already established him as a wine man. I don't know if we want to...
Yeah. Switch. I mean, he's British. He probably likes both. Do British people even like wine? Maybe not.
I don't know. But they'd say things like...
I feel like they like ale and, like, mead.
Do British people like wine? Hello?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Everyone likes wine.
British people? Why would they?
Why does anyone...
Don't they like tea?
They will also drink wine. They're not known for loving wine.
Tea doesn't have alcohol in it.
Don't worry, nose. Go away. Okay. So, that's nice.
No, they don't. They might like wine, but they definitely like their ale more.
Yeah.
And their whatever they do. I don't know. I'm working totally from stereotypes here. I really don't know anything about the Brits.
I think it's not that funny if you just always go straight for the stereotype. Kind of gets old.
Yeah, but it seems it fits a little bit in this first panel of him just writing. Because he's already writing a penny farthing. I mean,
yeah.
He's going to be doing something that maybe doesn't imply that he's British, but something that implies that he's a gentleman. A 19th century gentleman at that.
Does he have tiny umbrellas over each of his nipples?
No. See, you're getting distracted again.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
That's going to be distracting from the majesty that this comic already possesses.
What do you think about at some future point if I have tiny little umbrellas for my little...
You already had Merkins.
Yeah, but maybe I stick an umbrella in them to give.
They're gonna think we have a fixation.
Maybe I do.
You do. I'm trying to keep the shit balanced.
Okay.
Keeping it on a level.
Would you say fair and balanced?
Only if we have another nipple-related comic, it should probably be about the female nipple, just to be generous and balanced.
Wow. That's a little bit
and unsexed.
I guess a little bit racy. I guess a little bit sexualized.
I don't see a difference between a male and female nipple. They're about the same thing.
A male nipple, you can show a male nipple in a bank.
Can you?
Yeah.
Have you?
No, I wouldn't. But you could.
I don't know if you could. I mean, you could, but then you'd probably get kicked out.
Not in a Hawaiian bank.
All right. Well, now you're just making shit up.
On a Titicaca.
I was going to say, don't just name another location, but you took it in a different direction. not a better direction at that.
Okay. All right, let's do this. I think we're putting in the dialogue because there's so many different things we could have him doing.
That's always the problem.
Yeah, it is.
Is that you can write literally anything.
I think we have to have him say something really killer for after. Like, I like that he would say my word, but I think he says something like awesome about the situation. Like, he has some sort of amazing assessment of what is
going down. I just want to say this before I forget. Do you think the person that has the penny farthing in their butt in 3 is someone we recognize from another comic, perhaps? Or is it just like a random person?
It could be a criminal. One of our criminals. But
that kind of begs a question, though.
I don't think you know what that means, but all right.
Well, I'm putting my own meaning on it.
Let me rephrase what I just said. You definitely, based on context, have no idea what that means.
I mean, I do.
Yeah?
I actually do. But I thought it could be used in this context time. Additionally. Listen, sometimes I sound a little bit dumber than I am.
It's still absolutely wrong.
I know, I get it. I get that it's wrong in that context.
Okay. But no, clearly in every possible universe, you have no idea what it means.
That's not true.
There's no idea that you would have said that. I mean, there's no...
let's just stop it here.
There's no idea that you would have said that.
So we're going down a dark road where I'm going to have to prove that I'm smart, and I don't want to have to do that.
Because you can't do it.
Listen. It goes one of two ways. I am able to prove it, or I try to prove it, and I seem a lot more dumb. So I'm just not gonna. I'm not gonna touch it.
I mean, that's gonna leave. That seems like win or lose. It sounds like you're trying to describe that as a lose-lose
scenario. No. I'm just gonna. You know, not. I'm gonna stay here. You know, I'm gonna stand.
You're gonna keep the road unhoed, if you will.
I'm gonna. Now I'm just gonna start using expressions in incorrect context to see if you catch me. It'll be like a game, an ongoing game.
I think this is once again one of your stupid stratagems for safeguarding yourself against sounding stupid ever again in the future.
That's 90% of what I do. Is safeguard myself from sounding stupid in the future.
Yeah. Excellent.
I'm pretty good at it.
No, you're not. I think I've called you out.
Well, you're not as easily tricked as other people.
Alright, that may be the fact.
Yeah.
Alright.
I just accidentally complimented you.
Thank you.
God damn it. So I imagine that, I guess, in obviously, like, in panel 2, at the very least, you can't see all of his bike, because then you'd be able to see why he stopped. So do you see his whole bike in 1?
I think that he's biking along, and in 2, we could do a little close-up on him, and then 3...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It could be we establish what he's doing.
Yeah.
Classic film term, we have an establishing shot.
Yes.
What's happening, and then we have the detail shot.
In my head, he's biking through a path in a park on, like, an autumn day with, like, leaves falling.
Okay.
I don't know why I've been imagining it.
It's almost autumn, so it's like semi almost topical.
But even when I brought this idea back from the dead, that's what I was picturing. So that was quite a while ago.
Because you remember the drawing that I did of Isaac when he's a teenager in the park with the autumn And you liked that.
Perhaps I did. Perhaps I
did. I liked that. I liked that background. I thought that was good. So I'll do something like that.
Perhaps you will. I think he says something about how this is the eponymous sticky widget.
Wait. Yeah. Sorry, I thought of something. When he crashes, in the third panel, is his cummerbund flipping up again and and his monocle popping out?
Yes.
Is that what always happens to him?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. I thought so. I can't believe that I just came to that conclusion. But
I'm. What a sad world it would have been where we make this comic without that happening.
And we didn't do that. We would have regretted it forever.
Yeah. We would have had to retcon that, I think.
Yeah.
That would have been like a serious enough gaffe that we would have had to retcon the comic.
Yeah. Because, come on. This is perfect. Also that thing is, we know that's not a cummerbund, because we had that discussion. Still don't know what that is.
Is that right?
Remember we had that whole thing?
It's a shirt card.
Where we were trying to figure out how to Google image search it.
And what was it? Was it called?
I don't know. I don't know if we ever found out. I think I just fudged.
I think it was like a shirt guard or something. I think we did find out.
No, I'm pretty sure I fudged it.
I think we did find out.
Okay.
Did we find out what flips up in the tuxedo? Hello? Did we find out what flips up in the tuxedo? It's like a shirt guard or something, right?
Something like that.
Thank you.
I like that we have a consultant.
Hello, when you're talking to me.
Yeah, that's why I say hello.
All right. I was going to say something. Oh, and it should be making the same sound effects that it made in the other comic.
Yep. Flip, 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 flip.
Flip, pop. Oh, man. I can't believe we almost missed that. Wow.
Yeah, that would have been a
real tragedy.
Clusterfuck.
Although, yeah, that wouldn't have been hard to retcon.
No.
That's an easy fix. I mean, the thing is, he'll be kind of small, so it won't even be extremely noticeable, but it'll be there
actually, for... If you drew him in an entire different outfit, that might have ruined it.
Oh, yeah. No, I was planning on drawing him in the same outfit.
Okay.
Yeah. The purple coat with the tails and the top hat. So we're imagining this. This is like a side view, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Penny farthings are just hilarious to me as an object.
Oh, no, they're great.
Yeah. And, yeah, they're not only hilarious, they are awesome.
I have a friend who used to ride a penny farthing around Philadelphia and, like, on the highway.
Yeah, that's awesome. I remember you telling me that they were, like, really unwieldy and heavy. Like, when you're used to, like, modern-day bikes.
I didn't try and ride it because I don't like the idea of, like, you have to start off.
Yeah, really high up.
Yeah, your feet are way off the ground. Your feet are up on near the wheel.
Yeah.
So, I remember one time I was on Drexel campus and I just heard people laughing, like laughing and pointing and stuff. So I looked over to see what what the big deal was, and I saw my friend. I like went over and started talking to him. People were just like, "Oh, it's a random kid knows him."
Because that is ridiculous. That's a ridiculous thing to see.
Yes, it is.
Because there's no practical reason to ride a fucking penny farthing.
It's not something you typically see in Philadelphia. I've not seen it before or since.
I can't believe that we've managed to turn this idea from something that was completely unappealing to me to something that is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I told you. I told you you'd come around.
Well, props to you for that.
Thank you, good sir. So I think we have to figure out how to use the word eponymous correctly.
Yeah.
But I think that's a good word for this. Like, if he says that the phrase sticky widget comes from this situation, that'd be really funny.
Wait, what?
I think he says that this situation is the eponymy of sticky widget.
Hmm.
Or vice versa. I can't remember. I can't figure out which way the word goes.
Well,
Oh, I think we want to say this is sticky widget's eponym.
So, do we want to have language that's so, like...
I think if it's coming from him, it's more than okay.
It's excusable, yeah. But, like, it means that a lot of people are not going to know, including myself, would not know what this means unless they would go and look it up.
Right. Eponymous means that you are giving your name to... So the example in dictionary.com is Romulus, the eponymous founder of Rome. He's right. Eponymous because he gave his name to the city Rome.
Right.
So what we want to say is the situation.
We're eponymous of our webcomic.
Yes. Yes, we are.
There you go. That's so our audience can understand.
Yes, we are. And so I think we want to say, like, this is the eponymous situation of Sticky Widget. It's kind of taking liberties because it's not actually taking its name from it.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the best route. If it's
yeah, I don't want to have him be wrong because he's the one character who shouldn't be wrong.
Actually. Yeah, because that is not totally correct. This is nothing about the name.
What's the other? There's another word I'm thinking of.
If it was like Sticky Bullocks, then it would make sense.
The eponymous.
But that's not an expression.
This is the eponymous Sticky Bullocks. I don't know if I like that.
No, I'm not actually suggesting that. That doesn't work.
You could say this is a sticky widget if ever there was one.
Yeah.
But there's also another...
Is it sticky widget or sticky wicket?
I think it's sticky wicket.
Wicket?
Wicket. I think it's
wicket. Combine them. It's wicket, right?
Yeah, I think I like saying sticky widget.
Because widget, yeah. Yeah, widget's like what you have on your droid.
Good, another good catch.
Yeah.
Why aren't you catching any of these gaffes? Hello?
What? I'm doing something else because you're podcasting.
Okay. All right, I just wanted to know why you weren't catching my gaffes.
Because I'm not listening.
Usually you're all over me with that.
She's like a gaff buster.
Okay, well, she's not listening.
You know she's going to listen to this podcast later because she's in the background, right?
She might.
She definitely will. I'm calling it.
I don't think she likes it.
She doesn't like the podcast?
I don't think so. She just talks to me all the time.
Yeah. I can sympathize.
You bastard. Anyway. Yeah. You know how much of your dumbass I have to listen to when I'm editing?
Oh, no. I know it goes both ways.
Anywhom. There's another word that would sum up this idea. I'm just having a hard time placing it.
Well, if you want any help.
Like, there's like...
Dictionary.com told me that eponymous is a great word to know, but so is doohickey.
They need to slow their fucking roll.
I love how it's a great word to know, unlike other words, which are terrible words to know.
Well, some words are really god-awful to know. Like, some words would actually be a hindrance to know because
they're gross or bad.
Well, no, I've subscribed to the word of the day, and sometimes they give me these words that are so oddly specific that there might be one time in the rest of my life where it would ever come up that I would use the word. And if I ever use the word, it would only serve to make me sound like an unbearable douche.
Yeah.
Because no one else would know it, and it would be very clear that I memorized the word to impress people.
Yeah.
Abundantly.
Also, for me, I wish I had not known words like coitus. Like, I don't want to know that word.
I mean, this is disturbing.
It has a way of kind of depleting any sexual act I could ever be part of. Because I know that word exists to describe it.
So I'm going to put this line in, and if I think of the other thing at a later point, I will tell you. And we will see which one we like better.
Oh, okay, yeah. So I think for two, we don't need to put anything else in. I think we could put another one or two things in one.
Sure. One more setup.
But not too much, because...
Just enough to just kind of, like, bring you into this whimsical world of the Englishman.
Yeah, because I don't want to block out too much of the image and the setting, because I feel like that's going to really...
Yeah, I think you should make it really look very, like, very whimsical and peaceful and almost maybe watercolory.
Yeah.
Very just a cool autumnal. Exactly. Autumnal.
Indeed.
Does he say autumnal? What a delightful day. What a delightful autumnal solstice.
No, I think he would say fall. I think I that's just the impression I get from a gentleman. That he would say fall.
Might not bring it up at all.
That's true. He might not.
Might be a little bit trivial for him.
So do you think we should make mention of where he's going? Do you think there's potential in that for a good little thing?
Yeah.
Or is he just taking a ride for the recreation of it? Because he's saying delightful day for a ride. That kind of implies that he's just taking his penny farthing out for a spin.
I don't think it's that important. I think that if we come up with something that we like... Then we use it. and it doesn't really matter what he's doing.
It kind of does.
I think it matters more that we...
It matters that the things that he's saying are consistent and not just, like, random, weird
isms. I understand that, but I'm saying that it's more important that we come up with something that fits and is kind of whimsical than... I could care less what he's actually doing, as long as we come up with something we like. So I don't want to constrict us to one thing.
Okay.
Rare.
Do you have any suggestions?
You can say, like, nothing better than a roll in the tumbles.
Roll in the hay. What?
What did they say, the Englishman?
What did they say?
Like a tumble in the dumble. Does it say that? Nothing better than a tumble in the dumble?
No. I don't, like, we keep coming back to it, we don't want him to sound stupid.
Yeah, I guess.
He's a scholar and a gentleman. So, you know, he occupies his time with scholarly pursuits.
Yep.
Perhaps, you know, that's what he's doing now. Maybe he's going to, like, study bugs or something. Or, like, he's going bird watching or something like that. Something that implies scholarliness.
It's hard to do those things because he would probably have, like, some sort of gear.
Maybe he has a little, like, rucksack attached to his penny farthing. Or, like, a... Nah. Could be going to a picnic with other nobles.
I wish you had a good idea.
I'm throwing shit out here, and you're not throwing anything out, so...
That's because I'm thinking, and I keep the terrible things to myself.
It's your full of shit.
Well?
Tell me one terrible idea you had.
I thought that maybe he could... Forgot. Go jump on a trampoline.
You're full of shit.
Moonshine, sweet wine.
Those are words.
Yeah.
He could be going to explore some kind of uncharted area. Maybe he's going to cartography class.
Cartography class?
Because that's something that does not exist anymore. And at least I don't think it does.
Yeah, I mean, he is kind of anachronistic with...
I guess that is taking a joke from Arrested Development, now that I think about it, though. It's not the same exact thing, but it's pretty similar.
What was in there?
It was in the first episode.
Buster?
But yeah, Buster had taken a cartography class.
Oh, Buster, you're so funny. Why are you stealing my jokes that Eli had thought of?
How do you retroactively steal a joke?
Oh, that sucks. I was thinking something
else. To be honest, I probably only thought of cartography because Arrested Development is just subconscious.
So, you want to think of something else that's anachronistic?
Yeah, there are plenty of things.
Maybe he's going to get his clock wound.
his
pocket watch.
But, I mean, you don't really have to go to get that done. You just do it yourself.
Hello? What? Would you go, in olden days, would you go to get your pocket watch wound, or would you just do it? Were there any wipes that were too complicated for
you didn't
public consumption?
No.
I don't think so.
They were made to be for you to wind them. They were...
Maybe Gabby
you,
wants
you
to...
You never, had to open up your watch to wind it.
Do you hear what Gabby says?
What?
She asked if accuracy matters to us.
For this, it does. It matters to me.
So you wouldn't want him to go to a clock winding parlor?
No.
Come on, isn't that funny? I'm off to the clock winding parlor. Like, we don't have to spell it out.
Could be going to, like, a clock repair.
Can it please be the clock winding parlor? For the love of God.
I laughed.
Gabby laughed.
I mean, it's not correct. But
maybe
I guess...
he works there.
Who would be his clients?
Dumb people who don't know how to turn keys from the past.
People without hands.
Maybe. People who dangle pocket watches from their face. Big pocket in the sky, as they say.
If you dangle a pocket watch from your face, you'd probably be able to reach it.
Delightful day for a ride.
Alright, fine. We can do the fucking clock winding parlor.
Thank you.
But when we get an angry comment about some fucking, like, 19th century expert on clocks, I'm gonna tell them it was your fault.
Okay. Don't step on spoons. Hello?
What? What are you...
Alright.
What is that even... What?
I'm not talking to you.
What's the context there?
What do you think?
There's a, just a spoon?
What do you think?
How does that happen?
Any number of ways.
Alright. I'm not gonna go and ask you any more questions about that.
Please don't. Please stay and don't. So maybe one more thing? He says one more thing.
I think one more line to follow up on that is all we need. He could make some comment about his surroundings beyond...
He could say autumnal equinox.
Yeah, but that's just a
bullshit phrase.
It doesn't do anything.
I'm not. I wasn't suggesting that be a sentence.
He just says it. Autumnal equinox. Next panel.
Yeah.
No.
Maybe he says like, no better time than the crux of Spain.
See, that would be good, except that makes absolutely no sense.
The crux of autumnal times.
Alright, I see you've continued. I mean, you've not continued, you've stopped thinking.
Continued to stop, as it were.
Continued to stop.
As it were. Do we have him say as it were?
Oh, no. What? After what? He has to say something.
Yes, obviously he has to say something. As it were is not a sentence. I'm saying... Do you like that he would say that after something?
Maybe. I'm not going to constrain the next thing we come up with to having to fit with that.
Okay, I'm just going to type it.
Because you can't remember it.
Yeah, I might forget.
Your short-term memory can't hold three words.
I forget it.
Speaking of memory, I should probably write down that this is fall.
Does it say a delightful day? What a delightful day?
Yes. What a delightful day. See, now you're thinking about how sentences work.
Is that a question? Hey, is it a question if you say...
No, it's... Why do you need to consult for this? This isn't hard.
Because I want to. Is it a question if you say, what a delightful day?
No, it's not a question.
I didn't think so.
See? Ass fuck?
Something like that. I just like asking questions of my compatriots.
It's the hobby of ask your girlfriend questions.
Well, maybe I do, maybe I don't.
Yeah, clearly you do. It's been recorded. Yeah, there's no reason to ask that question.
I know.
Anyway.
Don't you tell me what.
It's wasting time. I'm just going to probably edit that out.
Nope. Every time you say that, it just makes you seem foolish because you don't have no control over such matters.
Oh, no. Oh, here it comes.
What?
Here comes the... I've been having...
Are you saying gross?
No, it's not gross. I've just been having, like, intestinal pain. And it's, like, digesting razor blades.
Oh.
Thought I was done.
So it's gonna be gross at some point.
No, I don't think so.
I'll talk about it.
Might start screaming in pain, but other than that...
Hmm.
Let's try to finish this up.
Yeah, I would like that. Couldn't have asked for a... Days don't come more autumnal than this. As it were.
I thought we decided we weren't going to use autumnal. You're stuck on the fucking seasonal thing, man.
Well, yeah, I guess I don't. Just showing
you. You could say something about the palette of the trees or something. You could use the word palette somehow.
What if the air in his tires is from the spring? So he says something about using spring air to go through the autumn.
No. Stop saying autumn. That's not... That doesn't even... What is that even... What's the significance?
That's an area?
That's not what I said. So what would be the significance of him saying, I'm using spring air?
That's an area.
What's an area?
The scenario that...
Oh, scenario.
Yeah.
I thought you said, it's an area. Like, what the fuck is an area?
Area?
Not a thing.
I think it's a portmanteau of area, an aerial, an Oreo.
And areola.
An areola. It's like some sort of aerial sky nipple Oreo. That's not good.
We're getting sidetracked.
Yes, we are. Sometimes guessing.
See, this is when we get to things like this and we're on the air and we have to think of a line like this, I can never do it.
No.
It's like you have to. It's something about being recorded. You can't do it.
Yeah, no. I it's funny because I don't even try, you know?
Yeah.
I just sit here.
We both just sit here. And then we say, instead of taking the time coming up with smart ideas, we say the stupidest shit that comes to our head first.
Sometimes that works.
Doesn't get us fucking anywhere.
Sometimes it works out.
Sometimes, yeah. Like the clock winding parlay, I guess. Like that.
Yeah.
But I don't know about this next line.
Does it bother you that he starts panel one and panel two with what?
Hmm.
He could say quite the delightful day.
No, I like what a delightful day. I don't know if it bothers me.
Okay.
Do you want to ask your consultant?
No. It's too much to explain.
Yeah.
She's just going to give me a lip anyway.
Yeah.
Shut up.
That's my thinking sound.
I know, it's awful. It actually steals my thoughts away.
Hmm.
Quite the delightful day for... you sure? You like quite the? Quite the?
Quite the?
Quite the? I think it's
quite
good. Do it.
Oh, you're not gonna let me...
Well, I just... Why not?
All right, fine. Fucking... Ow. Shit.
Shit balls.
Can you do it?
Yeah.
Can you do the rest of this?
I guess so. Sure.
I don't think we're getting anywhere.
No, we're not.
I got nothing in my tank right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe write down... If you can't decide, write down a few ideas. And I'll tell you which one I like best.
There we go.
Probably didn't need that many, but okay.
Yay, we did it. Kind of.
We kind of did it.
Kind of did it.
It is Sticky Wicket, right?
Yeah.
You're sure of that?
Mm-hmm. We could do Sticky Widget, because that's what I say, but I don't think you like that.
Yeah, but he doesn't say that. No. He's authentic.
He's straight from old country.
Yeah. That he is.
Alright, well, that's all. You heard us resurrect a storied piece of bro history, and now it's over. We did it, and it's done.
You thought we'd never fix an old idea, and yep. I didn't think so either, but we did.
I wonder if anyone back then, I mean, I don't really wonder because this didn't happen, but I wonder if anyone like listened to the old episode and was like, wow, why'd they just throw that away? And then yeah. It gets to wait 100 episodes.
Maybe that person went ahead and made that comic, and now we're
plagiarizing the person who
plagiarizing
us.
It's like double plagiarism.
Well, we have the national treasure that proves it.
Or it's like negative plagiarism? I'm not really sure.
National treasure belongs to us.
Yeah. We're going to steal the Declaration of Independence.
No, it's National Treasure 4 is he has to find that our episode of the podcast that proves that we thought of it.
Oh.
That I thought of it, rather.
Okay.
Yes, like...
Nick Cage, he comes up in every podcast.
I know, but he's great. And I think...
Is he?
I think it would be pretty priceless if one of our podcasts was trapped in a pyramid and he had to, like, track it down.
Yeah, it would be pretty good.
Does he go to pyramids? Or... I guess he could.
I mean, there's a pyramid on the symbol for the movie.
So sure, why not?
So sure. I'll just assume yes.
Okay, well...
We're going to assume it has nothing to do with the fact that there's a pyramid on the dollar bill.
As always, this podcast is Nick Cage approved.
Yep.
And...
He really approves everything, so we can say that.
Yeah, and I think if he were here today, he would tell you to ghost ride the whip.
if he were still with us.
Okay, that's enough.
Alright. I hope you folks enjoy your summer respite, because it's going to soon come to a close.
Yep.
You're going back to school, and shit like that. You're in work, though, so it's not really any different for you.
No. I mean, I'll actually have some time to do things.
When?
Once we aren't making comics all the time.
Oh.
Unless you want to keep making them forever.
Yeah, like, in a way, In a way, I feel busier over the summer than I did when I was at school, even though I'm not busier.
I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know why. Know what the value of that statement is. I don't know why.
I don't know why
I said that.
I think that it did not have value to me. Maybe someone else.
I got to the end of that sentence and I realized that there was no reason to say that.
Maybe someone else. Maybe someone else like that.
I hope so. All right. Peace out.
Goodbye.
I've got to the bike, you can ride it if you'd like it. Go to the bar, sit at the bell and bring some things to make.